The Treasury Department is finalizing requirements for agencies on financial management shared services. It's part of an effort to push agencies to federally outsource those services. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, joins us now with details. Hi, Jason.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, Jason, so let's start with what the criteria are, according to the Treasury, to qualify as a shared service provider.
Correct. Now, this is a question that's actually out there. A lot of people in the community are actually talking about a lot of it. Treasury's Office of Financial Innovation and Transformation, or OFIT, actually issued this draft set of requirements for federal shared service providers. Now, let's be clear. This is not for people who want to buy services, but people who want to provide services. Now, I've not seen a copy yet, and I do hope to get one shortly, but the way it's been described to me by sources within industry, it's that it's all the functionality a shared service provider must have to qualify to provide these financial management services. Now, the Office of Management and Budget issued something similar in 2004. At that time, it was called a due diligence checklist, and that covered everything from the type of software that the shared service provider was running to their planned upgrades to their business model, including their pricing structure and their corporate stability. We do have a link to that 2004 document on federalnewsradio.com. Now, I imagine this new one will address very similar things. Now, Beth Angerman is OFIT's director. She says OFIT has been working on these qualifications since March when OMB issued that famous memo now requiring agencies to look at federal shared service providers first when they're ready to update their financial management systems.
We will be designated as federal shared service providers after an application process, which will happen this fall. And the application process will ensure that those shared service providers meet a list of mandatory criteria to be able to do that.
Now, Angerman spoke Wednesday at a panel discussion hosted by FCA's Bethesda, Maryland chapter. Now, to be clear, this is just for federal shared service providers. There is no mention of the private sector providers. And actually, that's starting to leave many in the community uneasy about what's going on here. There's a number of reasons. I talked to one industry source, and they say there's a growing frustration with this lack of opportunity for industry to be in the shared services arena, especially since most federal shared service providers depend on industry for a ton of support. Now, Angerman did address the private sector's role in this initial consolidation effort.
I think that there are a lot of really good opportunities for private sector to help complement that, right? There are some technologies that we need to address the technology problems. We'd love for the federal shared service providers to be offering the latest and greatest in terms of technology. There's the whole migration challenge, right? Getting from point A to point B and helping to do that. Lowering costs, identifying what we're going to be doing is actually publishing a products and services catalog, which will be available in April through like a PDF format, which we all know is not very helpful these days. We all want to be able to mine the data. And what we're going to be doing is exposing the pricing of the federal shared service providers for each of those products and services that are in that catalog. What we think that's going to be doing is, in the spirit of transparency, is helping to identify areas for improvement when it comes to cost. So where can we target to help these federal shared service providers reduce costs, and are there solutions out there that will help us to do that?
Now, Angerman says there will be another phase after naming the federal shared service providers to name actually private sector providers. But this is really the first time Treasury by matter of association, Office of Management Budget really talks specifically about industry's role in this effort. So it's going to be interesting to see how much longer until they do name private sector providers.
Now, Jason, aren't there already agencies that provide these services? They've been doing it for decades in some cases. What's going to happen to them?
Yeah, there are actually four agencies that provide financial management services to civilian agencies. We'll start with them. The Interior Business Center, Treasury's ARC, the General Services Administration, and the Transportation Department. Now, Angerman tells me Treasury is still deciding how that current shared service providers will perform against these new requirements. So they could go anything from one way where providers would already meet a minimum baseline, and they just have to meet the difference between the old and the new functionality requirements. Another would be for them to prove their worthiness all over again. And, of course, there's something in between. That's something that's happening down the road. At the same time, I'm also being told by other sources that agencies are interested in becoming shared service providers, and these could include, the Environmental Protection Agency, the Veterans Affairs Department, and NASA. All are looking at could they become and provide financial management services. Now the challenge here for those new agencies, whether it's those three or others, would be that the lack of past performance they have in providing services to anyone beyond their own agency, and that's a huge challenge to overcome. Now, Angerman says agencies that are considered internal providers, for instance, like NASA, who's providing, has centralized financial management for all NASA components, they may still have to consider moving to one of those four or however many shared service providers ends up being out of their structure. So that would be interesting to see how all this is kind of going to play out over the next 6 or 9 months.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. So, Jason, given that the Office of Management and Budget is pushing hard for agencies to move to shared services, what are some of the biggest questions still out there?
I think there's several that need to be answered. And for some agencies, for instance, the Labor Department, those answers need to come sooner than later. One big issue is around governance, and that's Labor has brought this up yesterday at the event as well. For instance, the reason why they're so worried about it is they're currently using a financial management system in the cloud provided by a vendor, GCE. But officials have made it clear that they're going to recompete this contract in the coming months. Marion Meyer is the Associate Deputy CFO at Labor. She says Labor wants to look at both public and private sector providers for the new contract, which they expect to implement in 2016. So they really need to get it started now. But before Labor can look at the public sector and the private sector, they need more information about how this process will work.
If the price for what they provide the services goes up, you're kind of stuck. Where if you have a contract with the private sector, you have some say. With sequestration and funding there, those are things I know that they are working through on what the rules are for funding on all that, but that is also a major question. We can fund the contracts we deem essential, but if it is another federal agency, what are the rules there? Who gets a say? How is that going to work? All those things need to be figured out, and they can be, but they just haven't yet. And I know it's all in the process of trying to get it done, but it's not there yet. So for us, it's a thing of we need to proceed now or we'll be in very deep trouble in 2016.
Now, Meyer says Labor is looking for best value, not necessarily the cheapest provider. And she says there's a lot of lessons learned from her the last time that they outsourced it to GCE, including how the provider's operations work. I think that's a key piece that all agencies will need to understand. Now, Beth Angerman from OFIT says the agencies that are looking to move to shared service providers will go through a multi-step process.
And in the beginning, they need to justify their need, right? And so that need needs to be something that, based on a whole series of a decision model that's been laid out, is that need something that's imminent? Or is that need something that we could kind of plan for and then, you know, kind of extend over the next 5 years? So assuming that that need is granted and we say, yes, you actually do have an imminent need to modernize today, the next step is that they need to look at the federal shared service provider market. They need to understand, is there a federal shared service provider who can accommodate them within the time frame that they've established? Is there a federal shared service provider who's a good match? So the chemistry that I mentioned before. So that's kind of the first target audience for this whole agency shared service provider pairing, if you will. If as a result of that, there are no options to either look at continuing their current model for an extended period of time or going to a federal shared service provider, then we start to look at the option to exit to the private sector.
Now, Angerman says OMB's intent is to really minimize the move to the private sector as much as possible, hence the memo back in March to say, you know, if you're going to consolidate your financial management system, it's got to be with a federal provider. Now, the other piece around this is really moving shared services out of this vision from an IT and oversight of IT or maybe even the CFO and into really the broader CXO, you know, acquisition and human resources and program management. Because really financial management systems affects the entire agency. It's not just a CFO thing anymore. Now, one industry source also brought up a good point to me. They say OMB released its IT shared services strategy, but not a federal shared services strategy. And there's a difference there. So I think that may be something that's coming on the horizon to look forward to, more of a broader look at shared services.
So a lot of agencies have a lot to figure out if they're going to move out of their own systems into somebody else's. They want to make sure that 1 + 1 still equals 2.
I think you're right, and I think that there's a lot of the questions that are unanswered. There's a lot of pressure on Treasury to get those questions answered as soon as possible. And if you look at, for instance, labor is a good example, and there's definitely a bunch of other agencies out there as well who are saying, come on, I need those answers now. I can't wait. And Treasury's saying, we're going as fast as we can, but this is complicated.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Thanks for that report.
Always a pleasure.
And we'll post this interview later this morning at federalnewsradio.com.